see. Guys, yeah. How are we doing, Charles?
Doing great. Doing well, Joseph.
Thanks for the traffic tip. I was unaware of that.
Yeah,
because
well,
I come that way.
Yeah, you would. We all both need to watch out for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of tips, we're going to tip off the 66, is that correct? The 66th season of high school basketball here on the airwaves tonight, Joe?
Well, it is tip-off time for Edgewood and North, our 66th year on the airwaves out of the McKinney Court. Cougars of Andy Hodson, Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs matching a 1-0 start. Should be a lot closer than last year's 36-point blowout by the defending sectional and regional champions. It was the exception to the rule over these last 10 matchups between the two schools. Junior Malik LaFoon, who won the regional last year, had a 17-point opener. Senior Jake Treadway filled out the stat sheet big time in the B&L opener with a solid floor game. He had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, a couple of steals. Junior Holden Jastrzemski and freshman Musa Jallo had 25 and 6 between them. Edgewood hopes to match that up front with senior Austin Renard and junior Braden Patton. Those two had 20 points and 8 rebounds between them in the season opening win for Edgewood against B&L. Enhanced, too, by the play of junior guard Tanner Thomas in backcourt. He had a heck of a game, 14 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals in the opener. Edgewood hit only 39% in the win, and the Cougar D up to its old self in its first game, allowing B&L only 41 points, 16 in the second half. Chalk Talk, both coaches at 7. John Callahan joins him for another season of hoops, starting with the tip around 7:30 tonight from the McKinney Court. Meanwhile, on the south side, J.R. Holmes Panthers host the B&L Stars for its home opener after losing its opening game at New Albany by 17. JR certainly looking for better from veteran guards Tanner Blackwell and Johnny Jager. They were held to 9 points and 2 steals, but senior guards Taylor Gilpin and Michael Connor came off the bench with 23 points between them, so JR still undecided on his starting 5 tonight. But that said, only 2 Panthers were in double figures, so that has to improve, along with 38% free throw shooting, which is unacceptable. So the Panthers will get to work in progress in a lot of departments tonight, looking for its first win of the year and hoping to improve in Game 2. Purple and white and stars at 7:30 tonight on the home court. Both city girls teams play as well. The Cougars stepped out. Amanda Carmichael's crew having trouble scoring points and winning. They lost to Jasper 55-29 on the McKinney Court last night. Junior Sarah Gordon had 9 points and 5 rebounds. The Cougs still winless, shot only 26%. They'll try to improve that tonight. They play Conference Indiana action at Southport. Meanwhile, Larry Winter's South Panthers are 4-1. They play at Terre Haute North. Area boys hoops tonight, early season week 2, Eastern at Brown County. Owen Valley will host Linton Shackamax over at Bloomfield, and WRV plays at South Knox. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk after our Cougar Mustang battle from the north side following our ball game tonight. By the way, Joe Boddy's 7th grade A Tri-North quintet won its 4th of the year. They beat Bachelor last night 46-29. Jack Townsend had 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 steals in that one. All-State AP football honors first team All-State for sectional regional champion South Panthers. Senior wide receiver Keenan Franz and sophomore linebacker Tommy Richardson. Keenan just missed a 1,000-yard season by 23 yards, had 16 touchdowns, and Tommy was Tommy with 131 total tackles. Honorable mention for the Southsiders to Bryce Stankum, Cam Betfashahi, along with honorable mention to North Cougars Drew Ludwig, Lane Stagnolia, Holden Jastrzemski, who will be playing basketball tonight, and Devin Green. And AP honorable mention All-State honors out Edgewood way to Eli Housel, Gabe Kuntz, and Rhett Blake. The North boys swimmers in action opening night last night for Dave Tanner's fellas, and it turned out to be a maroon and gold sweep of B&L. Boys won 111-72. The girls won every event in dominating 137-46, posting 37 season best. Bailey Coy and Sonia Rista were in on four event wins, and Chris DeMars got his senior season off with a bang and Han in on four event wins for the fellas last night. So swimming off to a good start for the Northsiders.
Making a splash, if you
making
will.
Making an early season splash.
There you go.
They are.
754.
He
is full of life today.
You got both six shooters filled this morning.
I was in bed last night at 9:30. 9:30.
Yeah.
9:30.
Yeah.
So I am ready to go. Yeah. I am on it.
I've got plenty left yet.
Plenty of caffeine to go.
You got plenty left for Senator Dan Coats.
I do. Coming up here in just about 13 minutes, the senator will join us. You think you have a full agenda? He's got a full agenda as well.
I bet he does.
We're covering lots of bases this morning. Joe, last night, Pacers fall in Portland, 88-82. They're in Sacramento tonight to finish up their four-game road trip before heading back to the friendly confines of Bankers Life Fieldhouse. On the airwaves last night, Tony Romo only threw for 206 yards, but had three touchdown passes. DeMarco Murray runs for 178. Dallas 41, the Bears 28. The Bears can't run the football. They're one-dimensional, Joe. They're not going to beat anybody doing that. We have high school hoops for you tonight, as you mentioned. And on Sunday, Colts-Cleveland, pregame at noon, kick at 1, followed by New England at San Diego. Westwood One's coverage starts at 7:30 for the 8:30 Sunday night kick. I think we got it all covered. I
think we do.
Sounds good, my friend. Thanks for joining us. We'll get caught up on everything else, including the IU beat coming up at 8:45.
Talk to you then.
Joe Smith on a big show Friday, and we appreciate Joe's time. All right, time for Joe's 8:47 at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing? Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
I felt bad I didn't have Julie's intro music, so I didn't give you any either.
I've never had any.
I don't want you kids fighting about this.
Don't punish everyone else
incompetent
like me.
Is the word, Julie. That's the word you're looking for.
Mine would be Bruce Springsteen, one step up, two steps back.
There you go. Sounds like...
That's all right.
Sometimes.
Like it. Yeah.
That's right.
Or Stevie Nicks.
Well, that's where I was going to go, because I know you're a big Stevie Nicks fan. We'd find something for you there. Or a little Fleetwood Mac, because she's involved with that project as well.
Yeah,
so
we
could do solo or that. We'll write that down for next Friday, because we'll get in the festive season. Maybe I can find her doing some Christmas music as well. Now, we get together every Friday morning live on the telephone, every Monday morning live on the telephone, and mornings after IU basketball. And the Hoosiers will kick off our Hoosier Sports Capsule this morning as they get a little scrimmage action, Joe, before a really big test coming up next Tuesday in New York City.
Well, we have hoops this weekend in our Hoosier Sports Capsule. A South senior and Hoosier to be, Infinity, has been a busy young talent using both the high school and, getting a taste of collegiate competition all in 1 week, since he qualified for the Winter Nationals in the 200 IM for the Councilman Swim Club. Ian is competing down in Greensboro, North Carolina this week, and last night won the B final in 147.8, finishing ninth overall. The time would be a school record had it been a high school event. Earlier in the week, Ian erased Manny Guzman's quarter-century mark at Bloomington South, winning the 200 free, leading Phil Cole's Panthers to a win at Terre Haute South. So Ian Finnerty having a little of both worlds, if you will. Meanwhile, freshman Kennedy Goss did medal last night down in Greensboro. She won the bronze in the 500 free, and former Hoosier Cody Miller, who grabbed a few medals during his outstanding All-American career at Indiana, grabbed a bronze. Part of the 200 medley relay team competing over in Doha, Qatar in the World Short Course Championships. Certainly no surprise to find senior safety Mark Murphy on the academic All-America list again this year. This is 2 years running now for Murph, who's also a finalist for the Campbell Trophy awarded to college football's top scholar athlete. That'll be announced in New York next week. T. Gray Scales, by the way, did land a spot on BTN.com's All Big Ten freshman first team for the contributions he made to Kevin Wilson's football team in his rookie campaign. Savannah State Saturday at 7:30 for Tom Crean's bunch. They'll be 7-1, headed to the Jimmy V Classic next Tuesday alongside fifth-ranked and currently unbeaten University of Louisville at Madison Square Garden. Terry Morin's women are 6-1, getting that nice ACC Big Ten Challenge road win at Boston College the other night. They'll be hosting IUPUI on the McCracken court in the Assembly Hall, tip time Sunday at 2 o'clock. But our 66th year of high school hoop tipping off tonight on the McKinney court to 7 o'clock Chalk Talk, Dave Mahurin and Andy Hodson, Edgewood and Bloomington North, 7:30 will be our tip. Bloomington South's home opener tonight against BNL. Elsewhere, we have girls basketball. Both city schools are on the road. North has a Conference Indiana matchup at Southport, and Bloomington South shooting for its fifth win at Terre Haute North, also a CI game. All three varsities play tomorrow night for the boys. The Cougs are home to Center Grove. That'll be an early test. Edgewood at Greenwood Christian and Bloomington South will welcome in Floyd Central. By the way, we have the big wrestling invitational, Bloomington North invite, that Marty Hutzel is putting on. Bloomington South will be in that field starting at 9 on Saturday morning. And also in girls basketball, tomorrow Edgewood has a 12:30 tip alongside Greencastle and the Sister Cities Quad. That involves both Terre Haute schools. They'll swim both Bloomington schools, north and south, in the South Pool. Competition will start at 1:30. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. All of the scores early season from the hardwood tonight after our Mustang and Cougar game on the McKinney court.
Yeah, big night and high school hoops. Everybody in the county will have played BNL after tonight. So
yeah, they will.
We'll get some kind of measuring stick from it, all of that. The 66th year of high school hoops on the radio. Impressive stuff. You can see the whole schedule at WGCLradio.com. We had a little football in the airwaves last night, Joe. The Cowboys and Bears, a tale of two halves, 14-7 at halftime. Dallas led. Each team scored 21 points in a quarter in the second half. Dallas just had a couple more field goals on top of that. Dallas 41, the Bears 28. We'll have Colts football for you on Sunday as the Colts head to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Pregame for the Veteran Colts Radio Network starts at noon, kick just after 1, and then Sunday night, New England at San Diego. Big implications in the AFC playoff chase there. Same with the Colts and Cleveland. So
oh, yeah.
two big games
Cleveland
on Sunday.
Cleveland, a very dangerous 7-5 team.
They are. Colts 8-4, 2-game lead. Here's how it works, Joe. Colts win on Sunday. Houston loses to Jacksonville. Colts are AFC South champions, so they can get one of those goals knocked out if they get a little help, and they help themselves on Sunday. So a full weekend of stuff coming up. Plus Sunday, the women are at home, Joe, facing it's Alphabet Soup Week here at the Assembly Hall. IUPUI Sunday and IPFW on Wednesday.
Yeah. So now, they're playing well, like we mentioned. That was a nice road win, you know, tire a bus. And Lair and Brooks, the game before against Indiana State, were held in check, and both, well, they do what they do well, and that score baskets, and both of them exploded against Boston College.
And had good night shooting.
So they're back
basketball
on track.
And again, Indiana only had 11 turnovers. You do that on the road, you're going to beat a lot of teams on all of that. So good stuff as always. What else do we need to cover? It's just Savannah State's not a lot to talk about on Saturday.
Nope,
that'll be a let's see if we can back up the Pittsburgh game with maybe some of the guys off the bench, Joe. We know we can get fired up to play an ACC team. Can you get that mentality to do your job and get things done against a team you know it's going to struggle a little bit? I think that's the step for Indiana we look for on Saturday. And then obviously the big, big test on Tuesday. So where are you going to be Monday morning, Joe?
I'll be at the Westin
downtown
in the city that never sleeps. Is that New York City?
That is. I think I've got the phone number memorized from all the trips you've made there in the last 6 years, because you go there about twice a year, don't you?
Yeah, well, we do this year, I know.
Well, you were Brooklyn last year? And
a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years, yeah. So we've got you ready for all that. All right, have a great weekend. We'll hear you tonight, 7 o'clock, after the Bloomington Review. The Minister of Culture and the Educator will take you up until Chalk Talk.
All right.
We get to catch up with Dave Mahurin and Andy Hodson. Sounds good, buddy.
Throw up the old pumpkin and let's have
it. Let's go. Chase her around the court.
Bumping sneakers.
There you go. All right, Smitty, thanks.
All righty.
We'll talk to Joe on Monday morning, obviously, live from New York City. Mm-hmm. So good thing about New York City? What's the best thing about New York City besides New York City? Same time.
Oh, same time. That is great.
Joe's called from 2 o'clock in the morning from Hawaii before. Joe's called from the West Coast before at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh boy!
Yeah, so that's the one thing. And if you can wake up there, you can wake up anywhere.
Yeah,
New York.